Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Drive Time with Mary Wilson on RTE Radio 1.
Now, as we all know, the Late Late Toy Show, the biggest TV show in the country, is on tonight on RTE1 television. Tonight's show will include a tribute to the legendary presenter, Gay Byrne. He died just over 3 weeks ago, and at his funeral mass, it was on Friday the 8th of November, towards the end of the service, Archbishop Dermot Martin added this little intriguing note.
I'd like to invite any curious journalist to come one day to our archives and read the correspondence that arrived from concerned Catholics to my predecessors and the responses of my concerned predecessor to some of the things that were written.
And I'm joined by curious journalist Sandra Mallon, showbiz reporter with the Irish Daily Star. Sandra, you took up the Archbishop on his offer. So what did you do?
Good afternoon, Mary. I did indeed. I was that curious journalist. So I suppose after Gay's funeral, I came back to the office and I decided, my editor was very keen actually on getting the story, I suppose, across the line. So I decided to email the Archdiocese and, you know, introduce myself and say, I am that curious journalist, I would love to see these letters. And the process took nearly 5 days to get across. We got a bunch of letters from the Archdiocese, from the staff there. They were absolutely brilliant. And we went through them.
Terrific. And we're going to reveal some of what they say now. Stay with us. In January 1966, Archbishop John Charles McQuaid received several letters concerning the possible recruitment of bunny girls on The Late Late Show. Take a listen.
29th of January 1966, Ballybock, Your Grace. I wish to protest in the name of Catholic laymen and women at the latest attempt by foreigners to recruit innocent Catholic girls for such base and degrading work in Britain as bunny girls. God only knows what dangerous ways they may happen upon. I request that you, as shepherd of the flock, make representations to the government to put a stop to this shameful thing.
Most Reverend Archbishop, you have no doubt read in this evening's Herald the appalling news that the Late Late Show tomorrow will entertain some sort of undignified person looking for quick money and using for the purpose of his success Irish girls. This devil goes on offering £35 a week to each girl. I should like you to use your moral power and stop such ridiculous appearance to take place on Telefisheirin. You should tell Gay Byrne to find himself some more interesting, more educational programme.
Now, it appears the Archbishop took these complaints seriously. He shared his concerns with RTE, and then RTE Director General Kevin McCourt replied to the Archbishop.
Television possesses some magnetism for risk-taking and for being racy, especially in the field of light entertainment. But be assured, please, that I do not tolerate the tawdry, the deprecation of what I believe to be the inherent good taste and instincts of the Irish people. I knew of that bunny man, and thus had his intended appearance cancelled immediately the intention came to my notice. Not infrequently, to my frustration, I cannot be the policeman of all I want and still manage a large and complex organisation. But the mistakes, believe me, stem more from inexperience, enthusiasm and sometimes bad judgment, rather than from malice or from misery of outlook. I am greatly strengthened in my concern to do justice to Ireland in this field by Your Grace's guidance and understanding.
And Sandra, the bunny man never happened.
They did not. That was a segment that really annoyed the public at the time. The Archbishop, it would seem that an American man by the name of Victor Lowndes, he represented for Playboy. It seemed it was leaked that his arrival into Ireland by the evening press got the story, and all week just ran headlines one after the other about how he was going to appear on The Late Late. And the public just were adamant that this was not going to happen at this point in time. And they wrote many an angry letter to the Archbishop at the time. And he then in turn then wrote to the then Director General, Kevin McCourt, insisting that this segment did not go ahead, and Kevin, I think, I suppose, was forced to oblige.
As is pretty clear, it didn't go ahead. Now, did the letters differ much between the 60s and the 70s?
Yeah, I mean, looking back, it was very much well before my time now, but I think in the 60s, you had a lot of people, like the general public, complaining about the Late Late Show, I suppose, talking more a bit more openly about sex and everything else. And I think that in the 70s, you had a lot of more clergymen actually writing in groups across Ireland about it. So that was definitely
a change that you noticed. We're going to take another listen now to some of the letters. Here's a Dublin man looking for guidance from the Archbishop on whether he should appear on the Late Late Show.
Dundrum, Dublin. 5th of December 1966. My Lord Archbishop, on the Late Late Show recently on Telefisher, and some members of the audience suggested that I be invited to come and sing on the programme. Since then, I have been asked to sing on Christmas night. There is no question of appearing on the panel. As this programme is such a controversial one, I feel that it would be better to consult Your Grace on the matter. Normally, I would ask Monsignor Hurley for permission. Should Your Grace think that I should sing, I suggest a lovely Christmas carol, the Virgin Mary's Lullaby.
Sandra, from the letters that you've been through, what were the main concerns? Was it mainly about sex?
Yeah, I think the main concerns, especially in the 60s, were gay started the conversation about talking about sex, you know, openly and encouraged it. And so a lot of people really didn't like that. And then in the 70s, they didn't agree, I suppose, with gay sort of kind of encouraging a two-sided debate on the Late Late, and I suppose promoting sort of a different way of life. A hippie way of life was one of the letters that complaints was that they didn't like this hippie way of life that was being promoted. So I think in the 60s it started, and then it just progressed. Yeah. Then well into the 70s then, people started to really listen as to what was going on.
It is a great archive of the time. Listen, Sandra Mallon from the Irish Daily Star. We're going to finish with one final clip, but thank you very much for telling us about them this evening. And we'll take a final listen now to some letter writers who were upset about priests appearing on the show.
Your Grace, we are your own diocesan priests, and as a result of a discussion, we have decided to send you this message. There is a sinister campaign against celibacy at the present. RTE did not help last Saturday with its scandalous Late Late Show and religious order priests making fools of themselves. One was an English Jesuit and the other was an oblate on holiday from Australia. God knows you have enough to keep you going without us adding to your work, but we suggest that the faithful could do with some reassurance, and the ordinary honest-to-God priests would value a word of authoritative praise.
Sunday, 12th of December, 1971. Your Grace, I respectfully bring to your attention last night's Late Late Show, when Father Michael Cleary came out very strongly. He should be banned by you from taking part in these shows. He is too much of a firebrand. And in fact, you should ban all priests in taking part in these controversial topics. The Church is going through hard times, and it is about time you should take a firm hand with your priests. Yours, an Irish Catholic mother.
A selection of some of the letters that are in the archive of the Dublin Archdiocese in relation to the Late Late Show and Gay Burns.